All right, here we go. All right, so if you have a question in the back, just say it loud so we can hear it up front. So today we're going to go over the SHAC officers, what their roles and responsibilities are. Officer interest survey, so y'all can sign up online, an online survey if you would like to be an officer for SHAC. We're going to talk about our SHAC subcommittees and what those topics are going to be, and then closing. All right, so just to break the ice a little bit, we're going to ask you, what would you rather do? Would you rather travel to space or to the bottom of the ocean? And when you answer, just say your answer and tell us if you're a parent or a community member or an employee. Okay? So go ahead.
Jennifer Mitchum, my parents, and bottom of the ocean.
Carmen Andrella, I'm a parent, and bottom of the ocean.
Jessica, I'm a parent, and I'm a CNA too, and I go with the bottom of the ocean.
Very good.
Chrissy Tucker, I'm an employee and a parent, and I would rather travel to neither of those places.
Go ahead.
I'm Judy Schoenfelder, and I'm an agency. I represent an agency that works with kids, families, and space or the ocean. Maybe space, because nobody else wants to go there.
Okay.
Yes. I get to die a community member, and
just come to space.
Okay, I'll go.
Bart Knives, and I'm a parent and a community member and an employee, and I would go to space.
Okay.
Billy Sherman, parent, the ocean.
The ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Davis, I'm a parent and an employee. I would go to Meter. I would watch the documentary.
There you go.
Jennifer Marshall, a parent and part of the community. Yeah, I wouldn't want to go to either. You can't take a horse.
That's good point.
Rebecca Hamilton, and I'm community volunteer in space.
Okay.
I'm a PBA community member, and I'll go space first.
Hi everyone, my name is Maria. I'm Tanya Coleman, nurse coordinator for the district. I kind of agree with neither, but if I had to do one, it'd be the ocean, because I'm scared of one. All right, so just a couple guidelines for our meetings, group commitments. We're going to remain solution driven. Okay. Take care of any needs that you have. The restrooms are right around the corner. If y'all didn't go last time, just take a left and another left. Okay. Feel free to step out if you need to, take a phone call, whatever. And we're going to try to hear all of our people in here, all their suggestions and comments and input. We want to give everybody a chance to share. Okay. And we encourage active participation. So first order of business, we're going to review and approve the February agenda and meeting minutes that we have. So those are here they are. So this is the same stuff that we discussed at the last meeting. And since you were present at the last meeting, we didn't actually hand out sheets with it on there. But basically, it's all the same stuff that we discussed last meeting. And just take a quick second to review that. And then if there's no questions or corrections that need to be made, we'll approve them. Any questions, comments? Are we good to approve? All righty, we will move on. Sorry, my mouse. Where did it go? There we go. There we go. Okay. So we'll approve the minutes. Next, we're going to remember our purpose. The purpose of the SHAC is to ensure that the school district's school health programs reflect our local community values. So whatever we're providing to the students in our school is a reflection of what the community wants, okay? Rather than us just as employees saying, I think our kids need this. We're trying to get involvement, and that's why we have a SHAC, and that's why we're so happy to have more parents in our group than employees, because we want to hear what parents have to say. So if everyone's moving forward together, then success takes care of itself. So we're going to be going over the SHAC officer roles and responsibilities. Hello, guys. 1, 2, 3. Let me grab another chair.
Okay,
so we're going to be going over the SHAC officer roles and responsibilities. We're going to have a survey that you can fill out. Here's the QR code if you're able to get it. You can fill it out if you would like to have a SHAC officer role, okay? Any members or people that become an officer for the SHAC, it is a 2-year commitment so that we can have some consistency and move forward with some programs and provide some great stuff for our kids. So this is year one. Next year will be year two. And then we'll have new people come on. So I can make this larger. So it kind of tells you what each responsibility is. I was assigned to be the chair. So we're going to be looking for a co-chair, a chair-elect, and a secretary. Okay? So the co-chair cannot be employed by the district. Okay? And they must have a child that's currently enrolled in Bastrop ISD. The chair-elect will help oversee the membership and the operations of the subcommittees, and we're going to talk about those later. Let me get SHAC officers. There we go. So I don't know. I'm going to go past my roles because you don't need to see those. I mean, it's not going to help you decide if you want that position, right? So the co-chair, the chair-elect, and the secretary. And we can also send this information out after this meeting, just so you can have a better look at what they do. Basically, the co-chair works with the chair, and then the chair-elect helps the co-chair and the chair, and then the secretary, again, in coordination with the other officers. You can help with the agendas, any meeting planning, probably be helping again with the subcommittees. We can send this out to y'all if you'd like, so that y'all can, you know, see a little better.
Ms. Coleman, yes, so what are these, like the rules?
They're like officer positions, like...
This information that is in front of, is that like rules of the school or...
Rules, bylaws? Yeah.
So are these the bylaws?
These are not the bylaws. The bylaws are in cabinet. That's a whole group of higher-ups that make... decisions for us, but that's where the bylaws are. They're being overseen and approved by the cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
This is for
running
a meeting. Thank you. Yeah, like running a meeting.
So for example, my first language is Spanish.
Uh-huh.
So if I want to get familiar with that information, I would have to take it home and read it.
Uh-huh.
And if I don't understand a question, to translate it so I can understand everything. Are you okay if I take like that information home and probably I'm going to have to help the ladies that are fluent in English to translate it so they can understand also?
Absolutely. So, Lori, would you write that down? So, yes, we will get that to you.
Mm-hmm.
We can actually get it translated and everything. Mm-hmm. For you to review and see if you'd like to apply. And then if you are interested in an officer role, this is what that form is going to look like. If you would like to, you know, your name, email, which one you would like to, yes. So, yeah. So, yes, we can get you the information in Spanish. Absolutely.
And even an English version.
And
English.
Yes. So we'll send the officer roles and responsibilities to everybody. Thank you. Yes.
And the bylaws are, that's different, though, right?
The bylaws are different. The bylaws, yes. If you could write down bylaws as well. They haven't been approved yet, but okay. I guess we could, I could ask if I could send out the draft.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how many people interested are to go onto that survey? Because I heard they had none. And I thought, if you're on the, if you're a SHAC member, you have to go there and do
that. No. Thank you for clarifying that. Only if you want an officer position. Like, there's only one co-chair, there's only one chair elect, and there's only one secretary.
Yeah.
So only three out of the group would even have an officer position. So if you're interested in an officer position, fill out the survey, and then we'll have your interest form, and we can go from there. Does that make sense?
So to elect the person, are you going to have like a vote? Or are you going to pick the person?
I think myself and probably my supervisor will probably go over the information.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
People aren't really knocking the doors down to get
right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes. If you would like to, by all means, yes. That would be wonderful. So, yeah, if you cannot access the QR code, we could also send the survey in to all of you so that you could, anybody would have the opportunity to apply if they would like to. Does that help? All right. Okay, so we're going to talk about the subcommittees that we're going to try to, we're going to create here within the SHAC. And the three main topics that we're going to be covering, and this came from data that we collected, just the demands on the school district, the things that we need to cover. So one of these subcommittees is going to be physical education, okay? And we are going to ask you to sign up for a subcommittee, one that you would like to help. And what this does is allows us to break up into groups, and I think we can accomplish more than in a big group. So the first one is PE. So the information that is in the like greenish teal color, that's straight from the Texas Department of State Health Services as to what we're to accomplish. So what we want to look at is the number of hours of instruction to be provided for the K through 8 health education. And then policies, procedures, strategies, curriculum appropriate for the specific grade levels designed to prevent physical health concerns such as obesity, cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes. So this would be a subsection or a subcommittee where y'all would be reviewing this kind of information. I was thinking maybe you might be interested in that because she's definitely interested in PE. She's got like that with PE coach. So that's going to be one subcommittee. The other one is going to be adult well-being, and what we've been told, well, let me tell you what that is. And again, that's why it's in highlight, recommending. We're not deciding anything, we're recommending what we think would be good for others, okay? So policies, procedures, strategies, or curriculum appropriate for specific grade levels designed to address school employee wellness. And what I've heard is that this is a need for our staff. However, staff don't want to be told how they can take better care of themselves, right? It's one more thing on their back, one more thing on their agenda. Like, okay, you have to work 13 hours a day, and now you need to go to the gym for an hour after that. You know, so we want to find things that are encouraging, inspiring, things that have easy access, like things that are uplifting, maybe like, you work here early 5 days a week, you're going to get a jeans pass, you know, they don't have to iron this. So it's free, accessible, quick turnaround time, things like that. So that's what that group will be like. And really, I feel like it's a ripple effect when you throw a pebble in a pond. You know, if your staff feel good and feel well, and it's going to have a ripple effect on our students. I think kids can feel it, you know, even as a parent, they feel it when you're a little not yourself. So I think this area will also benefit our students. And then the third one is substance and alcohol abuse. Sure, we'll have a lot of interest in that. So these duties will include recommending policies, procedures, strategies, and curriculum appropriate for specific grade levels designed to prevent physical health concerns regarding instruction on substance abuse prevention. And I imagine we're going to have quite a few that probably like to get on that one.
Yeah.
So those are any questions about the subcommittees. And you know how we have to have 4 chat meetings per school year? Again, these meetings, we may extend them outside of these 4. And then once the subcommittees have gotten some information together and came up with some solutions, recommendations, we can bring those to the chat. And again, email productive questions.
I have 2 questions.
Sure.
One is, what if there's a subject that the community feels they need to address that's not up there? And number 2, if we get too many people wanting a specific, like the substance and alcohol abuse, and very few with the other 2, is there a way that you could say this or that so that you could, if this is too top heavy, then I'll go ahead and do that.
Okay, so your first question was, can we address topics that aren't here?
Okay.
So we are growing the district. This is the, we're also adapting our SHAC group. So I do feel like the possibility to explore other topics is an option. You know, maybe, I don't know about the next meeting or 2, but we can maybe look further off. But as we grow and as things come up, I do feel like that could be a possibility. Your second question was, so on the SHAC subcommittees, there's also a thing where you fill out as to which one you would like. And on the drop downs, first, second, or third preference.
Okay.
So that way you can pick. And then at the bottom, please provide a brief statement as to why you chose one of those as your first choice. So you could say, I'm the adaptive PE coach and I, you know, my heart is in PE, or
I have a degree in exercise sports science.
There you go. Exactly. So, or, I don't know, I had a family member that experienced some kind of addiction, and I would like to provide some insight as to what that's like and how we can help prevent that in our school. So, yes, if you put that information at the bottom, that would be helpful in helping us put them into.
Is the survey set in stone, or is there a way to put something on there about addressing other issues?
I mean, you can certainly put that in the comments below,
okay.
Probably, where it says, tell us why you would want 1, 2, or 3.
I'm just real concerned with safety.
Okay.
And keeping our students safe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, certainly you could put that in there. At least we'll have it, right?
Yes.
So, yeah. And as far as overstacking one or the other, that's why it's one, your first pick, your second pick, or third pick, and why you want that one, like, you know, of course that's for passion, right? So put the reason there, and then we may have to do some adjustment to keep it more balanced. You don't want to have 3/4 in one committee and 2 people in, you know, one, you know.
Yes. I'm kind of along her lines about if you had something else that you wanted to discuss that's not on there, and then you wanted that to be your first choice because you would like to kind of, I was thinking mental health and health education.
That is a good one. So
physical education, because it says health. That's what I was looking at. But it doesn't necessarily mean, because I was a PE and health teacher myself, they're talking about hours and how often we're offering it and what our requirements are in the school day, as opposed to like getting health education back into our middle schools and high schools, or topics of mental health and how that's going to be addressed. That may not be on the same. I mean, I think that maybe is totally.
I see.
High school, it's a totally separate
entity. Right, and I see what you're saying. So these are current subcommittees. I don't know that there would be a rule that says there can't be additional. My supervisor's not here with me today, but you know, that can certainly be explored if you are putting other things that you would like to dive into with the SHAC.
was wondering, I know at our first meeting, I know you said, like, last year y'all didn't really resolve some of those things. So is that, are those not going to be finalized this year? Have those been scrapped? Has the, because the school board really is making the policies that determine what we are discussing. Is that, or is that not correct?
So the school board probably makes a lot of decisions even outside of check.
Right.
So I think we have our participation in their decisions.
Right.
So
they have final
all the topics that they cover.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think we can provide recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
The recommendations from the SHAC, though, are, like, expected to be followed by the district. Right, because I like looked up not too long ago. We had a SHAC committee because like recess is something I'm passionate about,
mm-hmm.
and like because our like we won't put any laws in place in Texas. Like I looked to see if we had a SHAC committee, and then it was like a month later that you were like posted a thing on Facebook, and I was like, yes, we have one. Like I'm so excited. But when I was looking it up, it was saying like for like particularly recess is that you have to follow what your SHAC committee recommends.
So if we recommend and the board approves. Then yes, we're to
school
follow
his final set.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I think that's what you were asking.
Correct.
His final set. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
On anything.
So then
yeah.
We don't really have any authority at all.
No,
yeah.
We vote them in and out, don't we?
There you go.
Well, they're
mine.
When they're running.
But they have final set.
Yeah.
But if they're not doing what we're the members that control who gets
yes.
I think, Jim, you have a lot of information to back up what you're promoting or recommending.
Mm-hmm.
I know years past we promoted a program that was for the safety of the students, and it was unanimous across the board.
Right.
So, but we also had that information to back it up and support it.
So as we come up with decisions or ideas and stuff like that, when it comes to presenting to the board, is it just going to be verbiage we put on paper and send them to, or are we going to do presentations at board meetings to explain what our discussions have been about, not just kind of paper, because when you say freedom of paper, they may or may not look through it all and like, okay, we're going to vote, as opposed to when we make presentations and explain our position and why we're heartfelt about a certain topic that has more. So how does it generally come out when we make our decisions?
Right. I think that we could talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. It's kind of like reading an email or having a conversation in person. Like, you don't get the tone, you don't get the body language, you don't get the, you know, the true feel. So that's a really good point. That's a really good, yeah.
Where will child abuse fall in those three subcommittees?
Okay, so I'm glad you brought that up. I know we talked last meeting about Senate Bill 9 and how you have to expose them to child abuse prevention, family violence prevention, trafficking,
and dating
violence. Yes. So,
safety.
Yes. So, you know, feel free to put that on your form, and then you can put parentheses. Senate Bill 9. I know we do have some stuff in the district that does touch on some Senate Bill 9 information. But you know, I think that's why we're here. We're all here because we care about our kids, right? Our students within the district. So I think if you're thinking something, put it down. Does that help?
Yes.
Awesome. All right. So. So there it is. But I also showed you the form as to what it actually looks like. If y'all want to catch it now, you can. We can also send it to you.
Will it walk on?
It's on your paper. Awesome. On your agenda. So, last one is thank you. I didn't expect it to go that fast.
You're on time.
Yeah.
So I wasn't expecting it to go that fast.
executive session.
Yeah. So, yes, I have a question. I know with the invite, you had included some things to look at. But I'm a little confused because I don't see any of those like things to look at on like any of the subcommittees. So, like for example, with the teen pregnancy rate, you know, but that's not an issue we're evidently delving into because we don't have any sex ed in Bastrop at all.
They used to in New York.
Now they got when the state took away the graduation requirement to have high school.
They said we don't need it.
They said we don't need it.
Reflect that.
And then eventually it phased out in middle school as well because the teachers and trying to do scheduling, it was no longer a priority because.
Because so, I was a coach when my son was in middle school, intermediate.
Right. Intermediate. They got to talk.
Yeah, the coaches. Because
right.
I hadn't read the curriculum. I
right,
the curriculum
right, right.
Before they did.
Yes.
So they don't have anything anymore.
I think they do.
Well,
at high school level of something.
Well, and I've asked them, so I have a sophomore, and I have asked him a couple times, and he's like, no, you know, and I'm thinking, okay, I would have thought that they would have that again.
As you see, it's what's happening as a result of that.
Well, I mean, we know what's happening.
Y'all still have your PEP program.
Yes, yeah. Yes. PE?
No,
PEP.
The parenting education program that used to have at the high school, that's still happening.
The what?
The parenting education program?
Yes. No. You mean the used to be Mike Weaver?
Yeah, like, no, are you saying like before or after the
pregnant? After the pregnant, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We do have that.
Yes. After the pregnant. With the multiple children.
But at least we have that support.
There's some
schools that don't have that.
You are very correct.
Which I had a meeting
this week. I
work in SPS and they have home ed services for, you know, the,
right.
And one time I had to provide home ed services for the short-term teachers. Like the ratio, I don't want this to sound bad, but the number was lower than I would have thought it was.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
But that's only the number for mothers that are in that program, right?
In the district.
In the district.
In the district. Mm-hmm. So,
right.
Yeah, because the students can opt into the program.
Right.
They would like.
So if you're looking at like percentage to population of number of girls in the district of what is it, like 0.5% or what, you know, 1%?
It's pretty low.
Not to discredit it at all.
No, right. That number is all the girls in Bastrop County.
No. That's Bastrop County includes Smith and all that.
That's only in Bastrop.
And that's not all-inclusive, because I will tell you why there's some that are all-inclusive.
I was going to say, I know.
Because that's only, as it's reported to PRS here,
That
has to be a form that goes to the doctor. The doctor has to provide it, signed and turned in. We've had kids go all the way to 7 months, and they still haven't turned the form in because, I forgot to take it to the thing, you know, doctor and stuff like that. So, again, it only gets reported when we get that form turned in.
Correct.
There are others that are still pregnant. Or that we don't know that are pregnant yet.
Yeah, and even some of them that have gone to the very end, we still find out towards the end, and that's number 4.
Well, I know we have some that are undocumented and will not turn in their forms because they're concerned about everything because they're undocumented, and so they will not. I know of one person, she's 14, and she's not going to turn anything. So
if you have a passion for certain areas that can be looked into through our SHAC, then I would mention it on your form. Were you going to say something?
I was going to ask, just kind of looking back at the three groups that we've committed, the three subcommittees, I know it's been decided, right? Is that something that was decided by a school board that brought it down? Or I'm just curious how those three topics kind of were like, okay, these are the ones we want to, because it sounds like just having, sitting around the room, there's adult teachers that, say teachers, but I'm using staff, right? So we have teachers, mental health, and then we have, you know, the other two, like physical education, and what I think of more of the kids and just activity, prevention for diabetes and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have your last one. And so I just feel like there's a lot that's maybe missing, there's a piece that's missing for a lot of it. I was curious how those came about, or like with probably a lot of people, like maybe we're missing a big chunk of something. you know, mental health for kids that includes pregnancy and, you know, just sex ed, whatever, you know, like.
Yeah, I think bylaws would help with that. Like, when they see those, it'll tell, like, how does that happen? How does it trickle down? And because a lot of us are new to this, we might not realize that. I think that would really clarify and show intent.
Well, yeah. And last year we spent quite a bit of time on Senate Bill trying to figure out what direction we wanted to go, but we never really made, there was a lot more questions that came about than answers that got provided.
Mm-hmm.
Not on your part, right? Mm-hmm. Not answers that we provided, but as far as us as a committee were not able to decide, or there wasn't but a couple people, so it wasn't, we didn't want to represent in
the whole community.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's just a little, my feedback on that.
I totally hear you.
So, again, since I'm only one representation of a large group, I would put your interest on the subcommittee form. So that it can be, it's kind of like if anybody has a question, you know, we can answer it. So I would put that down.
Yes.
I just feel like there was an agenda before we ever met, and I don't feel like we have any voice at all. I mean, I almost think it's a waste of our time.
I'd like to second that.
I've just never felt, I mean, I've always here for a lot of things, but I've never felt so boxed in. Is that you here?
I think where, I'm thinking where the subcommittees came in was out of intention to accomplish. You know, if you have several things at once going on, are you going to complete something and move forward with it? And then there's always opportunity to do other things. But I appreciate you sharing that, and I think that could be
accomplished anything.
But isn't this supposed, aren't we supposed to reflect what our community and our health?
So I guess the question is, where did the data come from? You said there was some data collected that came up with these three topics. Where? Was it from the teachers or students or, you know, the county? Who, you know, where the data came from?
Well, I think we're limiting a committee to four meetings. So like, I'm not trying to speak for you, but just my thought is, like, we're saying they couldn't get people to come to four meetings. So you can't jump in and say, like, this is a good group who has ideas and is passionate, which is great. They haven't seen that in the past, so they came with, like, this is what we're going to work on, because they didn't know that there would be able to be a decision made on, like, hey, so let us narrow it down, because we only have four meetings to complete whatever our task is. Like, I totally understand that if you're getting to where you're, like, a couple committee members at meetings, then you kind of got to start somewhere, right? So I think, like, probably we'll just narrow down so that wasn't something that we had to do here. And hopefully everybody sticks around to make these decisions. And then, like, next year we have the same group coming in and we say, hey, we're passionate. We know this is an issue. We know this is an issue. And then we can, like, grow the district, you know?
So we're satisfied with having 2 years with nothing really done?
Well, I don't think so. I don't know. I wasn't on it last year. But I'm just saying that they can't make a decision if people don't come to the meeting, right? Because, of course, like, I work here and I have a student here, so I'm passionate. So I'm going to come to every meeting, right? Well, if some of the parents weren't coming, they can't, we can't make a decision on it because we work here. So we have, like, a vested interest, right? The parents have to be here to make the decisions. So they got to where they couldn't really make a decision because they didn't have enough preference.
Right, but I know last year they said they were going to, they had, like, multiple curriculum that they looked at, but they didn't pick a choice.
Because the choice was to be made, there weren't enough.
But wouldn't that be at the top of our list now? And it's not on our list.
Well, that's what you said, right? The presentation was one. It was one of the things that was sent with the, like, pre homework was, like, a presentation for
NARCAN.
The NARCAN. And that's what they were talking about.
I thought the health education thing was the one you were talking about. Like,
so Tanya is correct. We did review some
right, but none of them were picked to be the new one.
So who picks? Those three things, who they come from?
So I don't know where all the data came from, but I'm going to find out.
Okay,
she's taking notes for me to get this information back to you.
And then what's the method for us to get, you know, do the three we work on first, and then we obviously have some different passions, maybe we now know what the protocol is to get the other three. You know, once we knock these out, what are the next three?
So
how do we get into that? So
it's
bi-directional.
On your subcommittee?
Yes, perfect.
Put it down there, like choose your first, second, or third. But also put, I'm highly passionate about such and such because I'm seeing such and such. And I'm going to get to the data. I think we can, you know, if everybody continues to come, everybody continues to work together, and people are willing to meet outside of the four meetings, because I don't think we can, you know, you say I'm getting some accomplishment. We tried last year.
Oh, yeah.
But it did kind of, you know, our first meeting, you were there, it was larger, and it got smaller. We were tackling a lot of things too at one time. I felt like Senate Bill 9 was just kind of the and there was a lot of information kind of being thrown out, and we saw about four or five different presentations, but it was kind of more of an overview, and it wasn't enough to really deep dive, and then we got a little more, and we had access to one, and then it was a lot. We had presentations from the child advocacy team, and they gave us the data, and it was a lot of information coming in. At the beginning, there was a nice group, and then it got to be about three or four, and then it was like one or two, and so you can't, you couldn't, you know, unless you would just say, okay, Tanya, you make that decision, Tanya, you just make that decision for us. It wouldn't have been, for me, like, I have different vested interests than another one, so I'm going to read it, I'm going to look at it, but I don't want to think that I'm representing the whole entire SHAT committee to make that one decision and say, yes, this is the only thing that, because I can read something and make sense of it, but what am I missing?
Exactly.
And that's exactly what
I'm saying. And I think they're just trying to tackle and accomplish something. So I think that's why I was just kind of narrowed down. But, however, that doesn't mean we cannot explore other things. So I think if you would like to explore other things, put it on the forum.
So, okay. The only thing I was going to say is in health education, all those are said part of health education. Drugs and alcohol is a part of health education. The pregnancy and the sex ed is a part of health education. And mental illness and the health is all a part of sex, I mean, of health education.
Mm-hmm.
So making that the main committee. Mm-hmm. And then once you get that in, then you're talking about subcommittee. So it's kind of like you have a sub. I mean, I know it's a high priority because it is a high need,
mm-hmm.
but it's like health education should be the priority. And then we tackle drugs,
so maybe on your form you could put health education,
encompassing,
X, Y, and Z.
So like how, you know, you're saying how the group dwindled. I mean, I didn't know anything about this group, so how is that put out there, like, for other parents to find out?
So, go ahead.
It was on social medias and parent newsletters, staff newsletters, websites. It was on our district website.
Okay. I mean, I do look at that as a weird, like, volunteer opportunity, but I never, saw anything about
it. I think parents don't realize they can play a part. I think it's school nurses. I think it's school or people that are here to volunteer. Because I think there's, I'm looking around the room and seeing big pieces of our community that aren't here in college that are important to be here.
Mm-hmm. Well, because I used to be more involved, I used to volunteer and stuff when my kids were younger, for one thing, you know, but then COVID. And so,
That's true.
I think that's a lot of it, too.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
COVID changed everything because parents just aren't in schools as much.
Mm-hmm.
And then that interaction. You know.
So, last year, so the first year that I was in this position is when COVID started. The second year, it was half the kids, half the staff.
Yeah.
The third year, was all the kids, all the staff returned, and that was even harder than when it was half, because parents were done with COVID. A lot of employers stopped providing the sick days and the covered leave. So it was
shortage of teachers.
This is my first year to actually get to learn what my role is, and collaborating with Laura Baker.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one that put the interest form out there for people to sign up, and there was a great response for that. So we are moving in a positive direction. We just need to keep it positive and keep moving and keep going.
And so, I was just curious how, you know, because like I said, I hadn't seen anything until I, you know, went to a political meeting.
Well, we're glad you're here.
Yes.
My concern will be this is the second meeting.
Yes.
We are going to have two left. Are we going to be able to finish everything in the last two meetings?
I don't know that that's realistic. I mean, I kind of go by how you even elephant.
Does it go against any bylaws for us to add any meetings?
Is that
we can have more meetings.
Yeah,
we can
more
have more
is
meetings.
Just a minimum that is required.
Correct.
And that's
yeah.
Yeah.
Correct. Especially when you divide into subcommittees.
Exactly.
They're rolling
yeah.
on their own. You don't
right.
have to manage
yeah.
all of them.
Yeah.
So one question I have is very
yes.
administrative, but
uh-huh.
meeting minutes. Where will those be posted and when? How do I get information?
Because
you're
also on the
website.
Yes.
What's the website? I'm sorry,
the meeting minutes.
What's the website?
The BASA website.
Okay.
If you go to health services,
okay.
and your health, like department's health services, and then you'll see SHEP on
but
the website.
You don't even have to like go through all the steps. You can literally go to Google, and you can Google Bastrop, Texas, SHEP meeting minutes.
Okay,
I did
cool.
it today, and
okay.
I think last times are already on there. Yeah.
Yeah. And the recording.
I was curious if they were
recording.
So. Perfect. So I'll check that out.
I mean, that's so, yes, it's a, you know, babies crawl before they walk, before they run. So we're getting there. We're going to get there.
One thing that I will mention is I'm retired,
uh-huh.
so
uh-huh.
5 o'clock. You're not going to get a lot of people that work.
That's why I had to take the afternoon off.
Yeah, you have to take the afternoon off to be here at 5. And I understand that you only get in and get out. And I understand for teachers, they're getting out at 4:30, whatever. They come over here, they do their thing, and they go home. But 5 o'clock, when I do stuff, I don't even get out till 4:30. And to get here by 5 is really, really pushing it. Somebody that gets off at 5, you never make it. Even if they work in Bastrop.
With the meeting times discussion.
I kind of thought the same thing, not like just for me to work here, but like, is it difficult for parents if their kids are at school? You know, like, is there flexibility? Because like, even me, like, I had to like go grab my kids, run them to my mother-in-law's house, and then run back over here. So like, is it easier? Like, I don't know. Could we get more membership if there was like more meeting times? You know, maybe it's not the same members
like
all the time.
People's kids do sports. They're always going to find if parent involvement is going to be parent involvement. It doesn't matter if it's PTA, it doesn't matter if it's this.
Everyone
if a parent wants to be there, they're going to find a way. That's been my experience. I've been in PTA for 20 years.
But if this is recorded, like if, you know, because I'm kind of the same boat, you know, I mean, like today I was like, told my husband, you got to go pick, you know, our son.
Yeah,
take
like
home
if,
because
it, if it's something you're going to want to be at, I feel like, I mean, I do understand your viewpoint, but.
But if it's recorded, somebody can also always listen to it if you can't make it.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing.
And I think the concern would happen later is people are going to take their kids home and not come back.
Yeah.
So
we want to. So many of us
so difficult to get here at such an early hour. Mm-hmm. So we might see if it becomes a real problem.
Mm-hmm.
We might address it.
Okay.
Right now, apparently it's not because a lot of people are here, but if we start to see a dwindle, that's something we might have to address.
Across the districts, though, 5 o'clock is about the time they hold SHEP meetings. Like, I attend about 30 of them.
They're all about 5 o'clock.
Good to know. I observe, but 5 o'clock is not, I mean, that's when technically they do them. It's mostly when the school nurses are available, the nurses are available. And the parents, like you said, the ones who want to be there will be
yeah.
there. It doesn't matter what time you make it.
No.
You know,
like, because.
But at 5 o'clock is, like when I go down there at 5.
Good to know. Good to know.
Temple does it at 5 does it at 5.
So Lori is looking at a lot of notes for us, the things that y'all have brought to our attention. If I said I'll get back to you, I'll provide that information. The other interest that you have, I made a note of it, I'll take it back, and then see where we can go from there. Does that sound good?
Thank you all
for being here. It's an hour of your evening.
Survey, I can do it tomorrow. I'm gonna
absolutely
have a few days.
Absolutely. Okay, cool. Right. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.